Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from way down in lovely, sleepy Columbus, Georgia. WCUG 88.5. Also heard over in Charleston on OHM Radio, WOHM 96.5. Happy to be with you this morning on the radio. Thank you for tuning in. Always good to be back here with you on The Art House. I want to thank our producer, engineer extraordinaire, Sho Irigawa. Sho, thank you for putting the show together for us this morning. Much appreciate you. These are beautiful days. Beautiful days, aren't they, these spring days? Just cannot beat this time of year in the South. Just absolutely gorgeous, these late March days. It's springtime, spring has sprung, which leads us into the word of the day today. The word of the day today is vernal. Vernal. You know what that means? Vernal, like the vernal equinox. It means of or pertaining to spring, springtime, such as the leaves of the tree are bursting with vernal green. The leaves on the trees are bursting in vernal green. Hues of vernal green. Yep. That time of the year. We have a quote of the day, too. We do. We have a quote of the day. The quote of the day comes from Charles Dickens. It was one of those March days when the sun shines hot and the wind blows cold. It's summer in the light and winter in the shade. Yeah, it's so true. It's been chilly, but also warm, depending on where you're standing lately. If you're out in the sun, you're sweating. If you're in the shade of a tree or a building, the wind's blowing and it's chilly. It feels wintry. Both things at the same time. We have a good show for you today. We have a great show for you. The first days of spring. It's a great time of year. We just have lovely music for you. Springtime type music. Some songs pertain to the spring. Some just have a nice spring feeling about them. So I think you'll enjoy the show. Some songs about passing, death, and resurrection, and rebirth. All pertaining to this time of year. The spring time of year when life is coming back anew. Hope you'll enjoy the show this morning. Thanks for being with us on The Art House.
You were waiting outside for me when the sun laying down to soak it all in. Before we had to run, I was always 10 feet behind you. From the start, didn't know you were gone. Till we were in the car, oh, the glory of it all was lost on me. Till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you. And I would always be light years away from you. Light years away from you. I thought I saw your mother last weekend in the park. It could have been anybody. After dark, everyone was lighting up in the shadows. Alone, you could have been right there next to me, and I'd have never known. Oh, the glory of it all was lost on me, till till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you. And I would always be light years away from you. Light years away from you. Light years away from you. Light years away from you.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go. But I shall still be here. I have no thought of leaving. I have no thought of time. Thank you. not alone. While my love is near me, and I know it shall be so, till it's time to go. So come the storms of winter, but in spring again, I do not fear the time. For who knows how my love grows, and who knows where
you're listening to The Art House.
The only reason why I come
I just wanna sing with you.
roll. Windmills are burning down, and them roll. Windmills are burning down, plumb down, and them roll. Windmills are burning down to the ground, and they'll never build them back anymore.
I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. That was Jake X. Fussell with Rolling Mills Are Burning Down from his LP, Good and Green Again. Wonderful LP. What an amazing voice. We hear Frolic every week at the intro, at the beginning of the show, but we don't get to hear Jake X. Fussell's voice often enough. What a lovely voice, and what a beautiful song. Rolling mills are burning down. Springtime. Yes, it is springtime, that time of year. Everything is verdant, verdant green. I remember when I was a kid, my father had a tradition on spring break of taking the kids, once they were old enough, down to PC, to Panama City, Panama City Beach, Florida. He had taken my sister regularly all through high school and my brother a couple of times when he was early in high school, 9th or 10th grade. But he took me earlier. He took me and some of my friends down to Florida, to Panama City. It was a wild trip. I was only in 7th grade. It was hard to get my friends' parents to even agree to let them go to Florida, to Panama City on spring break. I remember calling them and it being a while before their parents relented and said yes, they could go. My father vouched for them that he would be the chaperone. So we leave the end of the week to go down to Florida, driving my mother's baby blue Pontiac Tempest. Five guys and my father in the car driving down 421, driving down the highway in Alabama, the two-lane highway. He decides it'd be fun if we took turns steering the car as he saw how fast he could drive it. So he stayed in the driver's seat, but he let different ones of us, one after the other, sit beside him. We'd pile over the seat and sit in the front seat right beside him and steer as he put the foot all the way down, as he put the pedal to the metal all the way down to the floor, driving over 100 down the two-lane blacktop southward through Alabama toward Florida. We were just kids, nowhere near old enough to drive, 12 and 13, trying to hold onto the wheel safely. He was a great chaperone. We arrive in Florida. We check into the Driftwood Motor Hotel right on the beach. He lets us pretty much do whatever we want. We're free to roam. Put on our shorts and our vacation shirts, our flowered shirts, Hawaiian shirts, or t-shirts with stripes. This was 1969. And we take to the beach, take to the shops nearby. I don't know where my dad goes. He wanders off, maybe to a bar, maybe to find some wayward woman looking for company. We too are wayward as we roam around, five guys with nothing to do. We find ourselves in the 7-Eleven. We go to the 7-Eleven where we're going to just get some snacks. I'm thinking some chips, maybe a Coca-Cola. But some of my friends aren't quite as tame as I am. Rick Cunningham decides that what he needs is a six-pack of beer. My friends follow along with him, Roger, Charles, and Fred. They follow along behind him as he walks over to the counter with this six-pack of beer fresh from the cooler in the 7-Eleven. He plops it down on the counter in front of the checkout clerk, who looks at us, all of us. We're about 4 feet tall. And he says to Rick, "Young man, you know you can't buy that." I think that the ordeal is over. But Rick has other plans. He looks the man in the face, picks up the six-pack, and says, "Well, that's quite all right," and walks out the door. The rest of us come running behind him. We had gotten a ride with a 16-year-old girl that Fred had smoozed a little to give us a ride down to the 7-Eleven. All the doors of her Ford Fairlane are opened at once, and we all hop in, and we yell, "Go, go!" Well, this 16-year-old has a little more sense than we do, and she sits there and waits for the man to come out of the store screaming because we had stolen a six-pack of beer, and we're all yelling, "Go, go!" She doesn't. The man has called the police. Police cars pull up on either side of us. We are promptly arrested. 5, 12, and 13-year-olds arrested. I am terrified. Put in the back of the police cars. They take us to the Panama City Beach, where they book us on theft. They put us inside a jail cell, a real old-fashioned jail cell with bars, black bars, vertical black bars, that our heads are almost thin enough to squeeze through. We hold onto the bars and look out, a sad sack of well-heeled white boys in jail, terrified. I'm told that we are allowed one phone call. So I call my father at the Driftwood Hotel. I let the police speak to him. I tell my father, I say, "Father, we're in the Panama City Beach jail. He wants to speak to the police." I hand the phone over. "He's going to come pick us up." I am doubly terrified. My father, when angry, could be very harsh, especially if he'd been drinking. In just a few minutes, he shows up in the police station. He comes over to the policeman and says, "Don't worry, officer, I will take care of them." We're all shaking in our boots at this point. The policeman takes the key, the skeleton key he has, and unlocks the big latch on the jail cell, and we are all free to go, following my father single file out of the police station. He is wordless. I'm expecting we'll probably be going home, heading home now, our vacation over before it really began. And he's driving back toward the Driftwood Motel. When suddenly he turns into the drive, into the parking spot, right where we had been sitting not long ago, and he pulls into the 7-Eleven. He goes inside and comes back out with a bag with square contents inside, and he puts it on the front seat. And the five boys wonder what he's done. And he says, "You boys wanted beer, right?" We're all sort of giggling, burbling up inside ourselves. "You have beer." And he takes us back to the hotel, the Driftwood Motor Lodge. And he puts us in our room. And he tells us, "Have at it. Drink it up. Just don't come out of this room. Stay inside." We had never drank before, none of us. I was 12. We started drinking, and we drank, and we got so tipsy. Junior high school boys tipsy. The world was spinning. Oh my gosh, I was so tipsy. Springtime, spring break, junior high school boys in Florida. The next morning, my father came in, knocked on the door to check on us. I was so sick. We were all sick, our heads still spinning, hungover from our beer, our first beer. He opened the door, told us all to get up out of bed and go run into the ocean, which we did. We walked out, swerving and curving, down the steps, down to the beach, where we ran and ran into the ocean, and my father behind us yelling, "The water will cure everything. Water will cure everything." We splashed, we rejuvenated, and we came back up onto the beach, the white, white, sandy Florida beach. And we sat and we looked. The Gulf of Mexico. We looked at the ocean in the early morning sun. And my father walked back up toward the hotel.
Again, the doctor shell out medicine.
and that there might be something in the mind-body connection. So I told him, baby, let's get you to the ocean. Everybody's saying it cures everything. The water, it cures everything.
You're listening to The Art House on 88.5 WCUG in Columbus, Georgia, and WOHM in Charleston, South Carolina.
Every spring I'm pulled back home by the memory sunk in my bones. And it's some kind of comfort I find there. The air speaks to me all the secrets in humidity. Every bit of me is in those layers. And in that space I sing, 'cause my heart holds on to things that dig into me and give me way. A lonely heart will hunt all through the night, and I'll forget the sun till sunrise. Even as the world's on fire, there's a spot outside of time. In the glimmer when my soul rides on, find me home in valley fair. A lonely heart will hunt all through the night, and I'll forget the sun till sunrise.
Chances shudder, shining eyes and turned a face away. Leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday, and I think you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep from calling. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Been searching for your eyes, all I see is blue skies. And that old man beats his crooked cane, it's time to let go. Leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday, and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Into the same eternity, every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine, you could hear the music inside my mind. And you showed me a place I'll find, even when I'm old, just leaning on the windowsill. You could write me someday, and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.
Wash away my sin. everyone has one chance to fuck all of their lives. Like a cut down tree, I'll rise again, and I'll be bigger and stronger than ever. I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back. I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back. Every flower that grows upon the earth. You know I love you, and you know that. Well, I no longer know what that's worth, but I'll come back to you in a year or so, and I'll rebuild. Ready to become all the person you believed in, all the person that you used to love. I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back. I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back.
Just like that, we've come to the end of another Art House, Art House Radio. That was Noah and the Whale with First Days of Spring, the song from which our show's title came this week, First Days of Spring. And it is now indeed the first days of spring. So glad you've been with us this morning on the radio. Thanks for being with us. We have a whole playlist here, if I can find it. Let's go back and see what we heard today. I like our songs today. I love the playlist we put together. And show, thanks again for working with us and making sense out of our show today. We heard Jake X. Fussell with Frolic, our intro music. Then we heard Light Years by The National. Then we heard Sandy Denny going all the way back to 1972, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Sufjan Stevens with The Only Thing. And then Orla Gartland with Heavy. Then we heard Jake Xerxes Fussell with Rolling Mills Are Burning Down. During the story, we heard Man Bartlett with 2018-0516. We also heard Biji Adair with I've Got You Under My Skin, Frank Sinatra accompanying. We heard New Bikini by Cassandra Jenkins, lovely song, The Water Will Cure Everything. And then our own Juliana Money, Columbus's own Juliana Money, Spring in the Valley. We heard Adrian Linker with Sadness as a Gift, and then Noah and the Whale with The First Days of Spring. Behind us here, Hymn for Her with Pup Shalom. We are all lucky, y'all. We are all lucky. Lucky to be alive, lucky to be alive in this world. Yes, there is suffering. There's suffering all around. Suffering abounds. There's grief and there's sadness. There are things to worry about, things in the future to fret about and be concerned about. But day in, day out, the sun shines and the process of regeneration continues. Onward, forever, we are alive and we are part of it. Hope you'll get a chance to make some art today wherever you are. Get in your studio, go outside, en plein air, and paint. Make some art. Write, dance, tell your story, take your pictures, make your movie. We have but one life, so let's live it, and let's make this world a better place. Thanks for listening, guys. See you right back here next week on The Art House. Love and light, y'all.